Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week on Just Saying, I'm going to talk to you about how to pull a U-turn in a conversation. Why are we doing that? Because you can exert a lot of quiet influence that's subtle yet effective in guiding a conversation to a better outcome. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, I'm super happy that you're back. I apologize. I was delayed, so we haven't had an episode. We missed a week. My apologies. A lot of travel. But we're back. And I really appreciate you listening because it shows that you want to be a more intentional communicator. And communicating this way, in a very deliberate way, clarity and brevity matter. And that's the reason I wrote Brief. Book's 10 years old, came out in actually a little over 10 years ago, 2014. And about 5 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And that book is really about just how much of our communication and our environment is distracting. It's divisive. It's disrupting. People are just glued to their devices. And there's just a lot of noise, a lot of confusion. And then recently, I wrote a book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those three books together form a trilogy called Clarity at Work. So if you want more information on that, you can go to our website at thebrieflab.com and you can find that collection. And that the connection between those books is, I describe noise as the villain. We don't want to create noise. We don't want to succumb to it. We want to create clarity. Being brief is cutting through the clutter, which is constant. There's so much clutter. It's like the sword, and these are your weapons, and quiet is like the shield that protects you from noise, so you have time to think. And when you think about conversations, when you think about communication for that matter, conversations actually become a fairly common, mundane, day-to-day opportunity where there's a lot of missed opportunity. And so many of them start and end in the same way. It just kind of reminds me of a quote from Yogi Berra. He's like played baseball for the Yankees many years ago, and he's famous for all these funny sayings. And one of them is, if you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. And if you want to look up Yogi Berra famous expressions, that's something worth Googling because he had a million of them. So many conversations that we get into, they're just directionless. Honestly, we don't even know where they're going. And you can feel helpless in a conversation. As I sit here recording in the United States, we're entering into Thanksgiving week. And I'm super thankful for a lot of things. And one of them is great conversations with family and with friends. But in a professional setting, a lot of those conversations tend to be like, I don't know where this is going. You know, like, and we don't want to be, you know, too literal, and we want to be connected with people, but there's just no direction. You kind of feel a little bit helpless. Like, what is the point? Where is it going? And they take like endless turns, and there's like a randomness to the conversation. We feel like I'm covering all this ground, but I'm not actually getting anywhere. It takes forever. And they don't feel that fulfilling. And we want them to be, and we know what they're like when they are, but what happens when they're not? And I think one of the things as being a good communicator is being able to pull a U-turn. Just the metaphor is what it is. Like when you drive a car, if you're going in the wrong direction, you're literally going in the wrong direction. You just have to pull a U-turn, just to turn around, head back the other way. Well, how do you do that in a conversation? That's what I want to talk about today. And as you're doing this, I think some of the best conversations that I've been in, you want to feel like you're not pushing too hard, like you're not being too, you know, business, all business 24/7. You want to be present and you're listening. You want to be interested. Those are definitely ways to help conversations kind of stay on track as when you're both having the same conversation. So listening actually becomes a very important contributor to having great conversations. But certainly there are ones that are like, we don't know where we're going. It's just random and meandering and all over the place and no beginning and no end. And the Yogi Berra quote is true. If you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. And you have no idea where you're going. So how do you pull a U-turn? And I call this a moment of quiet influence, because that deliberate, decisive, like, I'm going to put my hand on the wheel here and guide this thing, doesn't have to be super like forceful or over the top. It can be subtle, but it also could be really effective. And I'm just going to give you like three different areas about how you can change direction in a conversation. The first one is, if you find yourself talking a lot about yourself and using the word I, that, I think this and I think that, and you're driving the conversation, one way of pulling a U-turn is turn on the person and ask, what do you think? Or what about you? Or, you know, getting, I want to get your perspective on this. Like, it's the you in U-turn is talk about you, like the other person. Like, just, I was just in a conversation about a half hour ago, and I was giving directive to a person that works for me, and I found out, like, oh my gosh, I was doing all the talking. And I just pulled a U-turn. I'm like, okay, what do you enough? Like, what do you think? And I stopped talking, and that was the you and U-turn. Get a person talking about what they think, but in a very interested way. Like, what do you think? What's your perspective? All right, that's the first one, how you can change direction. The second area is, let's say that you're talking about a topic and using the metaphor like you're driving, that you really start thinking, oh my, we're lost right now. We are off of a map. We are going down this long dirt road called, I'm talking about complaints or random thoughts, or you're all over the place, but you're lost. I mean, at this point, this conversation, it's not going anywhere. If you stay on this road, you will be on this road for a long time and you'll have nothing to show for it. The person you're talking to won't have anything to show for it either, but you're doing this together and you're just sort of accomplices in this road trip called we're going nowhere fast or slow. And you just see it. You're just like, all right, I don't even know where this is going. But you don't want to say that to a person. What you want to do is you want to metaphorically grab the wheel and do a U-turn, which is change the topic, change the subject. And an example of this for me in my professional experience is when people are getting conversations which are they're not being productive. Maybe you're going down a rabbit hole, maybe you're complaining about, maybe you're being negative, maybe the topic is just there's no out. Like, it's, you're going into a tunnel and there's no other side of the tunnel. And it's just not going anywhere. It's not productive. It's not helpful. It's not clarifying. It's just, you know, an endless. I remember working with a guy many years ago, and he was, the conversations we get in, he would just quickly, it would quickly devolve into him just complaining. And we were in a carpool together. And, you know, the second technique is change the subject. And you could just do it just that deliberately, you know, that deliberately, just grab the wheel and say, all right, a totally different topic. And then just bridge to a different topic, change the subject. Well, I didn't know that at the time. And I felt kind of helpless. And every time we do this, I would just be contributing to the negativity with this guy. And it wasn't a terribly long commute, actually. It was like a 10 or 15 minute commute to the office. But it got so bad that I literally had to change carpools and drive with somebody else because it was depressing. By the time I got to work, I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I'm so beaten and I'm so defeated. And the technique is, if you're in a conversation which you really feel isn't going anywhere, grab the wheel and change the topic. Just say, all right, completely changing the topic here. What do you think about this other thing? Or just change it. Just don't feel helpless. Do something. And that's the second thing of change the direction, is just change the topic, create a new topic. The third and final recommendation, as I thought about this for today, is when you're espousing like a very specific viewpoint or an attitude or an opinion about something, like you're taking a side, let's say it's a plan or an approach or a strategy or something that you really adhere to, a viewpoint. One of the ways of influencing or affecting different conversations is contrast, is comparing it to something else. And the another way of changing direction is taking on a completely different or maybe opposite perspective. So for example, let's say that you're proposing a plan to, I don't know, acquire a company or launch a product or hire a person or invest in a certain area. One way of changing direction, doing a U-turn in the conversation, is imagining that you did something completely different. Like, we're not going to hire this person, or we're going to hire a different type of person, or maybe we're going to partner with this company versus acquiring the company. But you move into a completely contrasted point of view where you can start looking at it from a different perspective. Because a lot of times when we're in conversations, there is just sort of one perspective, one approach, one angle. And I do this a lot. I think a lot of people do, where they just, it's kind of like groupthink. And we're all thinking about it the same way. Could we contrast that? That's an area of influence where you can show maybe a different approach, a different way that's dramatically different. And then you just propose that as can we look at that from a different, what if we did the exact opposite? What if we didn't do anything? What if we did something more daring and more bold? You just take a different, dramatically different, contrasting position or approach to that. That is a different way of doing a U-turn in a conversation where you feel like I'm going this way because I've got the momentum and I have to go this way. Can I just pull a U-turn and go a different way and just challenge convention, challenge perspective, challenge approach? These are different ways of changing direction. I think going back to where we started, you can exert this quiet influence in a conversation in a very deliberate way, very intentional way. It can be subtle. It doesn't have to be super overt, over the top, but it's you, you know, taking some level of control and managing this conversation so it doesn't feel so directionless, random, predictable, sort of locked in. You can pull a U-turn. And I want you to think about conversations that you're in that are kind of exhibiting some of this behavior, some of these symptoms, and you might need to pull a U-turn. Just like you're driving and you're like, all right, we got to turn around. Like, we can't keep on going this way. It's not working. So the way I look at it is you got to get behind the wheel, put yourself in the driver's seat, or do nothing and just go along for the ride. Just saying.